Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 36, Johannesburg 33, Mbombela going up to 32 degrees. Earlier this morning, charges against former Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Zizi Kodwa and his co-accused former EOH executive Gian McKay have been withdrawn. Kodwa and McKay were arrested in June over alleged bribes totaling 1.6 million rand. Kodwa spoke to the media outside of court in Palm Ridge this morning, sounding very happy.
Someone was asking, what now do you do? I'm in the job market, I'm available. I can be a journalist, so I'm in the job market, as you know that I'm unemployed.
His good mood, however, may be short-lived because the National Director of Public Prosecutions, Shamila Batoi, says she will review the decision by Gauteng's Director of Public Prosecutions, Andrew Chauke. Meanwhile, a prosecutor and two police officers appeared at the Pretoria Magistrates Court on charges of fraud and corruption. Advocate Avinash Ramapararat from the Pretoria Specialized Commercial Crimes Unit and officers Herman Nguni and Abdul Sheikh from the Vredenburg Police Station were arrested last month. They allegedly attempted to extort money from a businessman. They applied for bail and their matter was postponed to the 4th of November for bail judgment.
They are facing two counts of extortion of 100,000 rand and 300,000 rand and two counts of corruption of 100,000 rand and 300,000 rand. It is alleged that the three extorted money from a businessman who is a complainant in this matter. The complainant was arrested and charged for fraud. After his arrest, the accused persons extorted money from him in exchange for his release.
That was Gauteng NPA spokesperson Lumka Mahanjana. In Limpopo, murder-accused police officer Rachel Shokane Kutumela and her co-accused sister and daughter in nine insurance-related killings have abandoned bail application. The police sergeant, her sister Anna and her daughter Flora appeared before the Polokwane District Court in Limpopo. Here's senior public prosecutor Kgaogelo Lekolwane.
We have then agreed with the defense that the matter be postponed until the 7th day of February 2025.
Moving abroad, the UN warns that the unfolding situation in the northern Gaza Strip is apocalyptic. The UN warns that its entire population was at imminent risk of death. Israel launched a major air and ground assault in northern Gaza last month, saying it wanted to stop Hamas militants regrouping there. Hamas's October 7 attack on Israel last year triggered the war and resulted in 1,206 deaths in Israel, mostly civilians. That now, according to an AFP tally of Israeli official figures. And finally, on a lighter note, Brat, the word redefined by singer Charlie XCX and adopted by supporters of US presidential candidate Kamala Harris, was named the Collins Word of the Year 2024 today. Brat was the name of the UK singer's hit sixth album. According to this UK-based dictionary, the word has become one of the most talked about words of the year. I'm Marlene Fischer. From myself and the rest of the team, have a good weekend. I got
everything you need. The playlist for your weekend. The Jacaranda FM Party Night. Destination unknown, no, 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 no.
I'm leaving for a destination I still don't.